Really weird programming and a modulo of doom. I have been experimenting with painful minimalism, attrition so perplexing that it can only be called weird. I suspect, and I'm probably right, that I've stumbled on the way to correctly program computers. My morning had begun with a project so complex that only AI is allowed to work on it. It will take a couple of more years of upgrades for AI to be able to finish it in one go, though the experimentation is still ongoing. It did things very well. I got to see AI loop around itself a little bit more than usual. It could finish today, yes. But bugs, I think, will continue. The project is a bit too complex. I am now waiting for the 7th version of AI to do it all with just one question. It has successfully tackled a sister project, but by inventing a more rational way than what I expected. I consider the two projects to be proof that AI is more powerful than we can imagine. And I personally believe that it can reason on this level by subtle analogy to other things, face new problems by using patterns from other solutions. There is really no rational criticism that can be applied to today's AI. There never was. The people who do speak against it are simply panicking. They hate their job, they don't want AI to make them better, and they just go around complaining. It's only fair to mention that humans are a major source of slop. I was not quite able to perfectly configure tests for these two challenges, and I had to construct the program tests while AI was working on the program. While it's not a super intelligence yet, not for the low price most of us pay, it actually does generate less slop than we do, especially when faced with complexity. My evening, on the other hand, had begun with rewriting my blog. I have maxed out Bitbucket, Cloudflare's 20,000 file count limit, and now the GitHub Pages 5GB limit. Plus, by crafting and using my own blog generator, I have learned how to do it right. One of my future tests will consist of targeting a 500 megabyte hosting account, so I will be doing a lot of compression, both on the audio part and on the images. I will approach pixel art. Basically, the blog will do lossy compression until it can fit a publishing target. Pretty fun stuff to be playing with. This time I will be pretty mindful of single board computers, slow computers, which is where I will hope to generate my blog from. My current program takes several minutes on still one of the faster $100 single board computers, so optimization is necessary. When I sat down to actually writing the code, things get weird pretty fast. 23 lines of code into it, I had everything working. Though I did get stuck on one little thing and figured, maybe today is not a good day to write about my blog. But then, I asked AI, and oh boy, it is exactly the kind of code you would expect from a powerful, futuristic AI. And I was back to writing about AI and completing this text. I do understand the function, but I would never go for it because the pager has been a curse for me. As a result, in just about a total of 20 lines of code, I did finish my blog engine and a static site generator, really. If we were having a dispute about paying me for this code, you would have solid proof that this program is only 5 to 7 lines long, Everything else is just about setting things up. And I would agree that this program is maybe 4 lines long, though I will be adding more decorations, even if just out of a sense of decency. No blog engine should have 4 lines of code. These things usually come in at hundreds, if not thousands. In closing, allow me to summarize a couple of lines for you in hopes of encouraging you to learn programming. The first line, my favorite, I guess, is a command line argument parser. You know how hackers type into black screens? They type in commands with arguments. Arguments that shape and configure those commands to make them more useful. Just a couple of days ago, I had the wonderful idea of abandoning complex arguments in favor of hyphen hyphen argument name equals argument value. So hyphen hyphen color equals red. I then instantly merged the resulting parameters into a JavaScript object. That code is just 88 letters long, 88 characters. For all the mountains of code written to parse arguments, what I have created is either the default behavior expected of Unix engineers or sacrilegious. I abandoned single hyphen flags as useless and positional arguments as not worthy. They do cause trouble. It would take less than 100 characters to add that support, but what I have here is eternal. This is the final line of code that I will ever write in the world of parsing command line argument. This thing is eternal. I have a couple of thousand blog posts which calls for dividing them into pages. I chunk an array. I convert the list into chunks, into what becomes the pages with posts. It is a clever, single operation approach to create all of the browsing navigation. But this calls for a pager. And I do have a clunky way of solving this, a safe way of doing it. This is where I paused this evening. I asked the AI to see if it had better ideas. It produced 90 characters of perfect code. I will never, ever, ever write a pager that isn't cyclical just so that I can use this function. This means that after you get to the last pages of the blog, the pager will start showing 97, 98, 99, 100, and then 1, and 2, and 3. It will be displayed in the little button bar on the bottom. But because of the pager radius setting that this thing comes with, it's just a perfect bit of code. It's just brilliant. I attach an explanation of how it works in some details so that you can see that learning programming does not mean meditating over bugs anymore. You always finish your programs, and now you always, always learn and rise. Yeah, AI has taught me a lot. It created projects that I would never hope to finish on my own. I can't imagine there existing a greater multiplier than AI. Don't ruin your future pretending to learn for good grades in high school. Learn for real, with the help of AI. Start by programming. And once you get good at programming, program visualizations and simulations to master other fields.